From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. In about an hour, a Senate committee will open the first congressional hearing on the deadly shootings at Fort Hood, Texas. Senator Joseph Lieberman, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says he hopes to learn whether the federal government failed to connect the dots that might have prevented the shootings. Army Major Nidal Hassan is the suspect. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Today's hearing will feature military, terrorism, and law enforcement experts. It will not feature any current officials, the people best placed to comment on what the government knew about Major Nidal Hassan. The Obama administration says FBI and Army officials should not testify publicly while the criminal investigation is underway. Senator Lieberman.
I have no desire to interfere, quite the contrary, with the criminal investigation.
Senator Lieberman speaking in an interview with NPR. He says he thinks a deal will be worked out, allowing Congress to investigate without compromising the government's case against Nidal Hassan. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
NPR has obtained a memo signed by the chief of psychiatric residents at Walter Reed Army Medical Center listing problems that emerged over the course of Hassan's training.
The memo states, quote, "The faculty has serious concerns about Captain Hassan's professionalism and work ethic. He demonstrates a pattern of poor judgment and a lack of professionalism," unquote. Spokesmen at the Pentagon and Fort Hood refused to comment. So did Hassan's former boss, Scott Moran. So I showed the document to two respected psychiatrists, and they said the memo basically warns that Nidal Hassan could hurt his patients.
And that's NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reporting. Hamid Karzai has been sworn in for a second five-year term as president of Afghanistan. The ceremony took place in the presidential palace in the capital, Kabul, amid intense security. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves.
Clad in his characteristic long green robe, Karzai cut a somber figure as he was sworn in before an audience of senior Afghan and foreign officials, including the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. He's been under intense pressure from the international community, especially since he was elected in August in a contest marred by widespread fraud. His speech was tailored to address its concerns. He heavily emphasized the need for his government, which has a reputation for rampant graft and ineptitude, to bring an end to corruption. When he spoke of the need for good governance, the audience burst into applause. He appealed for unity and said there'll be an international conference soon to work out the way forward. This is what the US and its allies wanted to hear, though ultimately they'll judge Karzai on his deeds, not his words. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.
In Pakistan, there was another suicide bomb attack today in the northwestern city of Peshawar. The bomb exploded outside a courthouse and at least 18 people were killed. This is NPR News. The health care overhaul bill unveiled last night by Senate Democrats could face its first big test this weekend. It needs 60 votes to succeed, and it's not clear whether enough Democratic and independent votes are committed. On Saturday, the Senate may vote on breaking a threatened Republican filibuster just to bring the bill to the floor for debate. The House has already passed a bill. A federal judge has ruled for the first time that the U.S. government is liable for some of the flooding that swamped parts of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. U.S. District Judge Stanwood Duvall's ruling could expose the government to many further claims. He awarded $720,000 to plaintiffs. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Duvall ruled the Corps' negligence in the operation and maintenance of a shipping channel resulted in the floods that saturated the Lower Ninth Ward and parts of St. Bernard Parish after the 2005 storm. The Mississippi River Gulf Outlet, known as Mr. Go, was dug in the 1960s as a shortcut between the Gulf of Mexico and New Orleans. The judge found that over the years, the Corps widened the channel, even though it knew the work would endanger levees and protective wetlands. The court closed Mr. Go with rocks in July. Thousands of similar Katrina flood claims are pending against the government. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Russia's constitutional court has ruled a moratorium on the death penalty in Russia should continue. It was due to expire in January. The Russian government had made a commitment to end executions when it signed the European Convention on Human Rights, but that document has not been ratified. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.